Just gotta get out. Just gotta get around. back again. Let's turn down this music a little bit. I don't think the people can hear us. Okay. Just a little.
Okay. Remember, the volume for you is also different.
I can't hear myself.
Be chilling.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the volume for you is different from the volume for them.
Oh, this is just for...
Yeah.
Okay, my bad, guys.
No worries.
Sorry!
Now, since we just talked about something that could be seen as a bit depressing, to an extent, being hunted by monsters.
Yeah.
Definitely not happy. We're going to go into some inspirational quotes about
that. Ooh.
Would you like to start or would you like I?
Oh, mamma mia, yes, please. In the depth of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. Invincible summer.
Invincible?
Oh, man. No winter lasts forever. No spring skips its turn.
How? Boring.
Winter is the time for comfort, for good food and warmth, for the touch of a friendly hand and the talk beside the fire. It is time for home. And I have an inspirational quote for everyone who's... This is for something that I'm struggling with a little bit. Relationship statuses. If you're on the border of pulling the trigger and asking a girl out, or asking a guy out, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Make every shot you can. And that's what I say.
Swish it.
It might hit the rim, it might bounce a couple of times, but you never know, it might go in.
DJ Baby.
It reminds me of the one image, the meme, where it's like Curry shooting off the moon. That, it's kind of like that, where you gotta hope you don't airball it.
Facts.
So, make sure you shoot your shots. And also, winter is the season of recovery and preparation.
How do you say that last name? Paul Therux.
Paul Therux.
He's been facts, whoever he is.
Oh, yeah. It's a bulk season. It's a bulking season.
It's a bulking season.
There's a reason all the eating holidays are in winter, everybody.
Exactly. What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it its sweetness?
John Steinbeck. Now, this one is really good. It's by, a nice philosopher.
You should read this. Sorry I interrupted.
Oh, no worries at all. And this is to reflect on stillness and strength. I really like this one. Ooh. To appreciate the beauty of a snowflake, it is necessary to stand out in the cold.
That's peak.
That is peak.
That is very peak. Now, also, I hear a bunch of people.
When it comes to philosophers, Aristotle is definitely up there, but... I think
DJ Big Mac's up there too.
That's facts.
But also, we're skipping something right now. So, we gotta get to Big Mac's fun facts.
That's true.
So first, we're gonna actually I say let's skip all of this stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
Big and Mac. We're gonna go into the fun facts.
Correct
and
me.
So
we do got 10 minutes left, everybody. This show is going by.
Alright, so this is a fun fact that everybody probably knows this, but a pig cannot look vertically up.
Really?
So, you know how we can look up all the way to the sky? A pig cannot do that. And here's a morbid fact about pigs. Sorry, guys. What's up?
Oh, that's messed up. Imagine a baby pig getting scooped up by an owl.
Oh my god! No! Why would you?
Sorry, buddy. Didn't mean to.
Oh my god.
Fun fact.
Here's another.
That's
morbid.
A sad fact.
Here's another morbid fact about pigs. Pigs are dangerously smart. Actually, pigs are very smart. And once a pig has tasted meat, they will plot against you. Like, if you're a kid, like, say you're a little kid, and a pig has already tasted meat, they're gonna try and kill you. It will charge you. Oh my god, bro, stop!
Yo!
jeez.
I pulled up Technoblade, because we're talking about pigs and killing.
Oh my god, bro. Stop!
If there's any... Whoa. If there's any pig that's going to kill you, it would have been Technoblade. Shout out. Shout out.
Shout out Technoblade and his dad, man. But we're... So we got... How many... Wait. Oh, we got 10 minutes. Okay. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to go into our last song of the day. Indubitably, actually. But another... So I got two morbid facts about pigs. I know. It's not fun. And I know some of you guys are probably going to hate me for this. But anytime a pig eats meat, its brain changes.
Oh.
And not for the better. So if a pig... This is probably not true. I'm sorry, but it's probably not true. And I know you guys are going to be mad at me for spreading this probably false information. But I don't know. I heard this off of a Joe Rogan podcast. So don't worry about this stuff. Don't think it's true. I don't know. But when a pig is in the wild for long enough, its body changes. So it's...
Oh, the boar, yeah.
Yeah, a boar. So like a wild boar or a warthog, the chin will get longer. Horns, their canines, the bottom canines will form up and out. Their ears will get all fuzzy. Everything will get fuzzy for the winters. And they'll get conditioned for the for being in the wild. And they'll find horns to stick with.
Huh, would you look at that?
Hmm.
And I just want to update you guys. It's been over 999,000.
Or 999,999 days!
That's a gigaton asteroid impact. Just wanted to shout that out.
And it's also been 0 days since an earthquake. Let me see. Actually, go up.
We're just on neil.fun. It's a pretty cool website.
Let's go up into here. A magnitude 2.0 earthquake was in...
3 kilometers.
South-southwest of San Juan Bautista in California about 8 minutes ago, actually.
9 minutes ago now.
Wow.
I don't need to be pedantic.
And a class M1.1 solar flare about 18 hours ago.
A magnitude 6 earthquake about 21 hours ago.
Huh. And a 0.2 meter tsunami. That's not a tsunami. That's just a wave.
What? I'm sorry. I gotta click on this.
There's no way that's...
That's not a tsunami, bro. That's a wave. What? Why would they put max... Do you guys consider...
A 0.2 meter? So not even a foot?
No.
Not even a foot?
Who put this on
here? Who reported this? I'm getting rage baited right now.
We are getting rage baited. That's good, actually.
That's actually pretty funny. The geomagnetic storm. What's that? What is that geomagnetic storm?
I don't know, but if you go to whatever this website is, the Community Coordinated Modeling Center, you can get some research on it.
Huh. Okay. Geomagnetic. Oh, a major disturbance in the Earth's magnetosphere.
Magnetosphere, that's fancy words.
That's a big word I don't understand.
Very big word. So everybody, since we're approaching the end of the day,
we're gonna... How about we listen to some Creed?
Let's play some Creed. First, I want to say, huge shout out to Wave Farm. Without them, none of this would be possible. There's a pledge drive going on.
Thank you for our broadcasting program. I know it sounds good.
Broadcast using this tool, indeed. Thank you for that, too.
Thank you, bud.
But there's a Wave Farm pledge drive right now, so if you guys want and are in a position to, go to Wave Farm. If you guys find it in the kindness of your hearts to make a donation, we would really appreciate that.
And
I also just want to do the word of the day, since I picked one. Ferocia. Noun. The eerie tranquility of fast-moving clouds who pass up through your patch of sky, like a drifter stepping into your entryway to warm up for a minute, ruffling the ice from his beard before he nods his gratitude and turns back into the air.
Wow!
Word of the day, everybody.
All right, so let's go to some Creed. I said, let's listen to One Last Breath.
One last song?
One last breath. How about that? Hold me now!
down the road to nowhere, and I'm trying to escape. I am back when I heard thunder, but I'm down to one last breath. And will they let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down. I'm looking down now that it's over, reflecting on all of my now.